when you look at a $10 to $12 billion monthly payment by American taxpayers, much of which is being wasted, and sadly, portions of which are being diverted to fund our enemy, you have to ask yourselves, how long can we sustain this? Mr. Haas, I read your testimony, and I was really kind of cheering you on until I got to the last paragraph, and I've got to ask you about it. Because here's what you said. Resolution of the ongoing conflict by either military or diplomatic means is highly unlikely and not a realistic basis for U.S. policy. Walking away from Afghanistan, however, is not the answer. I want to ask you about that. If this is about money, then clearly spending it or wasting it is very hard to justify. But it's about a lot more. If you believe that resolution of this conflict by military means is highly unlikely and not a realistic basis for U.S. policy, how can we send one more American soldier to fight and die in Afghanistan?
It's a good question and a fair question. I do not believe that U.S. interests, to the extent they exist in Afghanistan, require a resolution of the conflict. That's good news, because we're not going to get a resolution of the conflict, sir. But we can maintain or protect ourselves or protect our core interests. Our core interest, again, is Afghanistan ought not to be a launching pad for terrorist attacks against us or the world. We can do that, I believe, with a degree of counterterrorism presence and activity and a degree of limited focus training on Afghan local and national troops. I believe we can protect our core interests with a modest investment. So that's why I'm trying to come up with not the proverbial middle course, because it's actually closer to one end than the other. But I don't believe the answer is withdrawal.
So those of us, many of us who face this vote, face two votes on Iraq and Afghanistan. 23 of us voted against the invasion of Iraq. I continue to believe that was the right vote. I voted for the invasion of Afghanistan, and I've been voted for it to go after al-Qaeda for what they did to us on 9/11 and to find and, if necessary, kill Osama bin Laden. Now here we are, almost 10 years later. And I have to tell you, if you would have asked me whether I was signing up for the longest war in American history, which has no end in sight even after the killing of Osama bin Laden, I would have to seriously say that wasn't the bargain. That isn't what I thought I was voting for. Now the question I have is this. If our goal in Afghanistan, as Dr. Slaughter has said, and I think you've just said, is to prevent terrorist attacks on the United States, why are we limiting this to Afghanistan? Aren't there other countries in the Middle East that are also harboring terrorists, wishing ill on the United States? Aren't there countries in Africa? So why have we drawn the line here and said we'll stay as long as necessary to reach a good enough solution in Afghanistan?
It's actually the same approach I would actually suggest for these other countries. What I'm trying to do, maybe it must be a drafting problem and I wasn't clear. I am trying to scale down dramatically the U.S. involvement and investment in Afghanistan, much more akin to what we have been doing in other countries like Yemen and Somalia. I want the emphasis to be on counterterrorism, a degree of training, but I agree with you. I don't believe, coming back to something Senator Corker said before, I think before you arrived, this is not a template that's sustainable, I believe, for any other country. I don't believe it's a template that ought to be sustained in Afghanistan. The war you signed up for 10 years ago, and I think you made the right vote there in signing up for this in Afghanistan after 9/11, was a limited war.
Yes.
This war has now morphed into something much more. We have basically allowed ourselves to become protagonists in a civil war. This was a mistake. And I believe what we need to do is dial it back again to a more limited mission, which was the one that you, I believe, correctly signed up for. And I believe that limited mission is both affordable and in the interests of the United States. I do not believe the expanded mission that the United States has allowed itself to be drawn into is either affordable or justifiable or defends our core vital national security
interests. And it is calling on us to send our fighting men and women to fight and die.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
So this, we are now in a very sterile conversation about diplomacy and foreign policy. The reality is, they're fighting and dying over there. And the question is, how long will we keep sending them?